Well, critics are saying that the police response was excessive. For more on that, we're joined by Jesse Freestone. He is a video journalist with the Real News Network, a nonprofit news and documentary network. Thanks very much for joining us. Tell us about your experience.
Well, Jennifer, you mentioned some protesters that are accusing that they were given unfair treatment and that their rights were infringed upon. There's certainly a group of journalists that went through similar experiences. I was one of them. I was in a march on Friday. It was a peaceful march, from all I could tell. It was a march called Justice for Our Communities. And at some point during that march, something happened at the back of the march, and police were creating a perimeter around a Winners store. I found out that they had taken a protester, they had detained him and brought him into the Winners store. Some people were demanding that he be released. They were screaming, "Let him out, let him out." I went in to see what was going on with my camera and my press badge, at which point police started to violently remove, as you'll see in the tape, a lot of the protesters who were around demanding the release of this man. We found out later that the man is completely deaf and that it seemed the police gave him an order that he didn't hear, at which point something happened and they detained him. I wasn't there at that point. I can't guarantee exactly what happened, but that's the information I have so far. At which point I was then violently removed from the situation, and one officer punched me twice in the face. I then was pushed onto the other side of a second perimeter they set up. I demanded to get an interview with somebody who was in charge of the situation, even the officer himself, to find out what protocol it was that led them to violently remove journalists from the situation and inflict violence on them like that. I then had my mic stolen from me by one of the officers, as you'll see in the tape. And it was only after a few other journalists gathered around and put pressure on them that they returned my mic within a few minutes.
Jesse, do you think you were targeted?
I can't say for sure whether or not I specifically was targeted, but there's a pattern here. We've seen numbers of journalists that have gone through similar things. I wasn't detained. There's numerous journalists who were detained. And we see a real pattern here where throughout the weekend, journalists were denied access to things. They were told that Steve Paikin, who's a very well-respected journalist here in Ontario with TV Ontario, he was told at a peaceful protest in front of the Novotel Hotel on Saturday night to either leave or be arrested. He decided to leave, and on his way out, he saw Jesse Rosenfeld, a journalist for The Guardian, being held by two police officers, punched in the stomach, and then elbowed in the back to the ground. Jesse was then arrested and detained for about 24 hours. And it's very important that journalists have access specifically at times like this. We see a lot of arguments saying this was a crisis. We had to, you know, infringe on certain people's rights for the spirit of the time. It's specifically at moments like this that we need journalists. These are why these rights don't exist for an odd Tuesday. They exist for these moments just like this so that journalists can get in and confirm what's going on and confirm or delegitimize people who are claiming that there's abuse of power by people like police officers.
So you did tell them you were in the media. You had credentials on you?
I did. I had my Real News credentials on me.
Okay. So you heard them say you have to leave.
Absolutely, but I wasn't leaving until the event that was happening was ended. I have a right to be there to cover what was going on. I saw police officers brutally assaulting protesters who were doing no more than chanting that they wanted this man released. So, I exerted my right to stay there and cover that.
All right, and finally, what kind of injuries did you get?
I have little more than a couple lacerations inside my mouth, but your makeup people have done a really good job of covering the one on the outside. But there are other journalists such as Adam McIsaac, who was a journalist with the Independent Media Center here in Toronto, who had to go to hospital after his injuries. He has a pacemaker, and he was tasered while on the ground. He was under custody while in the hospital and had numerous injuries. And there's a lot of stories like this.
All right, Jesse Freestone, we really appreciate your time and you sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much.
Glad you're okay.
Thank you.